Get up with AB and Ben.
And as you all know, because of my absence last week, I jet-setted overseas for 5 days.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Living it up. Visit my sister.
Didn't take any boogie boards over there, though?
No. Yeah, didn't return with one either, but returned with heaps of really cool linen stuff.
Nice.
And no DVDs. There's no DVDs in Bali anymore. Fun fact.
Okay, well, that's good because those DVDs are pirate and you would not want to rip off the entertainment industry.
True, that's right.
Am I right?
I'm much preferred to go to the cinema. You're right. Sorry, moving on.
But you were telling me, and this is always the way. Yeah. When someone comes back after a flight, they need to tell you all about it. And you're just like, this kid. I was like, oh, God, what is a kid
Firstly,
doing?
Let me premise this by saying, I feel for parents having kids on flights. I flew a bit when I was really young because my parents had to do a bit of international travel for work. Mm. And apparently I was a total nightmare. My ears used to pop. I used to scream the whole way. My mum was like, it is so embarrassing having a child cry because you can't stop them. They might be feeling a pain that they can't tell you that they feel. And
when a baby's crying, I'm annoyed, but I'm like, I'm not going to glare at anyone.
And try and help the mum.
It's not like someone's going, oh, yeah, I got a loud baby. I ordered one of these off the internet. Made sure I got it nice and loud.
I specifically wanted an irritable child.
It's just they more than anyone was like, can you just shut up? I want some sleep.
There were a lot of kids on the flight to Bali, and I had a group of them behind me. There was like a whole family of kids, their parents off to the other side. I got relaxed, sat in, started watching some movies. And I noticed that the kid behind me was slowly but surely, like, digging his knees into my back. And I sort of moved my – I unreclined my chair up at one stage to demonstrate to him that I could actually feel that and then put them back down again. And then he kept kicking and I would doze off to sleep and then he would start kicking again.
It's the rudest thing because they're – like, the backs of those seats down at the lower back, they are so thin that you feel everything.
And I actually at a couple of points would turn around and look at him to sort of demonstrate, like, I can actually feel that. But he was 11. I don't think he realized. So he would just look at me like, hey, what's up, you know? Yeah. It wasn't until, and I thought about it heaps of times. His parents were quite a distance away. So I was like, if I actually turn around and try to talk to them, it's going to be really uncomfortable because it'll be like,
smack,
oi, mate, your kid. And then I thought, maybe I could have a go at this kid. But then I was like, imagine being 11 and having another adult have a go at you. I couldn't do it.
You overthought it.
Yeah, I definitely overanalyzed it, but it wasn't until the very end that I regretted my decision. We were getting off the flight and the little girl next to him, his sister, I think, she said, oh, I slept so well. Nobody was kicking my seat this time.
Mm.
The 11-year-old said, yeah, neither. No one kicked my seat. It was really great.
Nah, so you know what you're doing.
So he knew what he was doing.
You know what you do then? When you get your
I eye rolled pretty hard.
No, you get your bag out of the overhead thing and you just drop it on his head as it's coming down. And then you just keep turning side to side, smacking him in the face with it.
Okay, so they raise you as a savage.
Yeah, look, I had to fight my way through a lot of planes.
But I just walked off by myself because I flew by myself.
Well, that is the thing.
That's
the question that I was thinking is, do you intervene? Because I put myself in that scenario and I just think, would I say something to the kid or would I bring it up with the parent?
Yeah, because the parent might be really mortified to know that the kid's doing it.
Or...
But then you don't want to discipline a kid.
It's an Australian family holidaying in Bali, so...
Yeah, and I was just like, I'll just have another wine and forget about it.
Well, there's that as well.
Get up with AB and Ben.